you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO. And Max TV starting lineups being introduced first for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
A junior, number 10, Robert Scheinebeck.
Robert Scheinebeck. Number 10, a junior, 5'11". Corbin Phelps is a sophomore, 5'7" guard, averages 7.1 points per game. Isaiah Dietz, 6'6", their leading scorer, 22.3. John Wartko, a 6'4" forward senior. And Dawson Heisler, 6'7". He's a big fella, a center, a senior, averaging 14 points per game. They're without their second leading scorer, A.J. Morgan, a 6'2" junior forward. McDonald on the other side. Familiar starting lineup for Coach Schilling and the Max. Also, Thomas Tollickson is the head coach of Shawamigan. For the Max, Aiden Misfelt, 5'11", senior guard, number one, 10.8 points per game, 4.4 rebounds, shooting 52% from downtown, and 2.2 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11", senior guard, number three, second on the team at 19.5 points per game, has hit 33-pointers on the season. Actually, I believe that should be updated to 35 after last night. Keegan Galvez, senior forward, number 22, 6'5", 5 rebounds and 3.9, 5 points rather than 3.9 rebounds. Jordan Sikora, 6'2", sophomore guard, number 24, at 1.8 points per game. And Cannon Huss, their leading scorer, 6'3", senior combo guard forward, 21 points per game, 10.2 rebounds, leads the team, 2.4 steals and 2 assists just for good measure for Cannon Huss. McDonald and Shawamigan against Shawamigan. The visitors here tonight, white uniforms, tops and bottoms, kind of with a gold numeral and forest green piping and outlines. Gold on the side of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home royal blue tops and bottoms tonight. White numerals, white lettering, gold piping on the tanks, shorts, numerals, and letters. It'll be Jordan Sikora.
Looks like a defensive jump.
And McDonald just kind of conceding that jump. It's a big number 44, Dawson Heisler. We are underway. Good to have you with us in the finale of this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald, a 50-point win yesterday. Probably a little bit stiffer test. Not even probably, a lot stiffer test here tonight. Ball knocked away, and Aiden Misfelt, after the steal by Eddie Mittermeier, come back with the basketball. McDonald moving left to right. Jordan Sikora back up top. Between the wheels, Aiden Misfelt. 40 seconds gone by first half. Sikora finds Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Up top, Sikora between the wheels. Working there against Corbin Phelps. Into the corner, Aiden Misfelt, 4-3, rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Big 44, Dawson Heisler, a 6'7 senior. Keegan Galvez had a shot at that. Heisler just a little bit too tall.
A little too long.
Heisler has it at the right elbow. They'll work it up top, three on the way. That one short, rebound to McDonald's Cannon Huss. He's averaging a double-double, 21-10. Up top, with no score. Back to Jordan Sikora from Aiden Misfeld. In the corner, Eddie Mittermeier. Quick closeout prevents the three. Sikora high on the left wing. Sikora goes to Aiden Misfeld. Wide open. Left corner pocket three. That one no. Offensive rebound. Wide open. Soaring to the cup. Jordan Sikora with two.
You got both teams playing a little junk defense. McDonald's playing a box and one on their big guy. And they're Schwamigan's playing a triangle two against McDonald's. So they're guarding certain guys and they're guarding certain areas.
On the left side for Schwamigan, they'll force feed it down inside to Heisler. Heisler lost it. Coming out of that pack is Keegan Galvez. Galvez on the run. Hard at the rack. Count the basket. And the foul.
Nice take to the basket by Keegan.
Keegan leading the break that time at 6'5". And a smart play by the senior. McDonald leads 4-0 with 16:01 remaining here in the first half. Galvez at the line, free throw, perfect. 5-0 McDonald, three early points for Keegan Galvez, three the old-fashioned way. Full court pressure for McDonald on the inbound. Holding and waiting, Eddie Mittermeier almost breaks up the pass for Heisler. He'll drop it off to his point guard, Dietz. Dietz is a big point guard, their leading scorer at 6'6". Flip up top to Phelps. They'll go right back to Isaiah Dietz. Dietz against Mittermeier. Phelps up top between the wheels. Rotates left side for John Wartko. Feet at the high post. Heisler throws it away. Knocked out of bounds. Tipped by Aiden Misfeld, and then it caromed off to Robert Schinbeck.
We'll see. Both teams are a little out of rhythm, but, you know, again, Aiden's going to get open shots. You know, McDonald, both teams, if they work the ball, there is going to be an open shooter. Just got to knock him down.
Misfeld left wing. Moves off the screen. Eddie Mittermeier. Up top, Cannon Huss. Huss puts on the ground hard with the right hand. Goes into a triple team. Has his shot swatted out of bounds. Clean block, but it'll stay with McDonald. McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Inbounds Eddie Mittermeier. Quick trigger on the three. Splashed it from the right corner. Could have been an end one, too.
Well, yep, if he would have been watching a little longer, I think the official would have called it.
8-0 McDonald. Andy Mittermeier pulled the trigger really quickly on that one. Very fast release. Working hard in the paint, a whistle, and a little extra push-up there for Isaiah Dietz. As he hit the deck, it's back up. Foul on the ground.
Yeah, Eddie took the blow on that one.
Yeah, Eddie's kind of working that shoulder around after taking that fall. Pass right side on the inbounds. They'll go into the corner. Work it back up top to Dietz at 6'6". Excuse me, that was a 6'4" workout. Or go up top. Works it on the left side. The shin back work go up top between the circles. McDonald pitching a shutout for the first 3 minutes and change. 8-0 they lead. They're against the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. We'll go to Phelps. Against Eddie Mittermeier, slides a bounce pass. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Robert Schinbeck. Schinbeck feeds into the post. That's Dietz. Dietz turns to the foul line, finds Schinbeck along the baseline, walling up. Cannon Huss did block
great
the shot,
defense.
But changed it and got it right back. Quick outlet to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier right corner. Up top, Aiden Misfeld. Show and go. Pull up, 14 feet. Comes up short with the runner. Rebound, Dawson Heisler.
He's just got to keep shooting because he's going to be open.
Eddie Mittermeier getting in the way of Dietz, tries to fend him off, pulls up, foul line jumper, perfect. Isaiah Dietz with two quick points and a quick timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. 8-2 McDonald, 3:57 gone by first half. Back in 30 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Max Basketball and WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 6-point lead for McDonald. Jordan Sikora left wing. We'll drop down. Eddie Mittermeier tries a three. Left corner. That one good as well.
Eddie is on tonight.
Eddie hit 5 threes yesterday. Hit 2 already tonight, 11-2. Deason a little trouble in the backcourt, slides a bounce pass to Phelps. Phelps against Eddie Mittermeier, goes between his legs, left side, driving hard into the paint, takes it into the body of Cannon Huss, a foul I think coming from behind. They may get Aiden misfelt with that one. The second whistle on McDonald, yes, that's on Aiden. That'll be the team's second. It is a shooting foul, first on Aiden misfelt. Will make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. First free throw is good. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Phelps, the first free throw good. The second one gets a nice roll as Grant Smisky comes into the game for Jordan Sikora. Grant, the 5'10" sophomore guard, number 5. Averaging 2.5 points per game in the young season.
He'll be the designated person on Dietz now to put guard him one-on-one.
Grant giving up some height, but certainly not muscle.
He's just got to shoot it.
Doesn't pull the trigger on a three, left wing. Now gets it back. Now Grant in rhythm, 4-3. That one a little bit short. Grabs his own rebound, flips it out. Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, pocket three. He knew it, and so did the coach for Phillips.
3-for-3.
Oh, you could see the coach for Phillips gesturing frustration as soon as Eddie got that ball. He knew it was game over in the corner with Eddie. Great find there. Grant getting his own rebound. Kicking it out, 14-4 McDonald. And a kick pass up top, Eddie Mittermeier. Playing a little soccer there. And Isaiah Bogarts comes into the game for Shawamigan. Bogart, excuse me. Number 21, a 5'10 guard. 10-point lead for McDonald. Isaiah Dietz up top, walling up Eddie Mittermeier and Grant Smisky. Dietz pulls up just inside the corner. He's got two jumpers, Isaiah Dietz.
Well, there's not much you can do. I mean, it's great defense, great shot. You know, he's going to shoot over the top of them, but he's got to work hard to get those shots.
Grant Smisky, left wing, doesn't pull the trigger on a three, but Eddie Mittermeier will left corner. Oh, my goodness, Eddie! That's four!
Not much you can say.
Wow. That's about all I can say.
Yeah.
Eddie's hit 4 in the first 6 minutes. Yeah. Now Eddie with a steal. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. Easy layup.
Timeout again. There we go.
Timeout taken. McDonald up 19-6. What a run, courtesy of the McDonald senior. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball on WOGO and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Eddie Mittermeier with 4 threes and 14 points as McDonald leads 19-6, and he's just putting on a show right now, Dave.
Well, thank goodness he plays for McDonald. I mean, that's the highlight right there. Yeah, I mean, well, they're doing a great job. He's running off of screens. You know, again, they're playing a little junk defense, but they're getting him open. And he's doing a great job of cutting off screens and cutting hard. They can't guard him.
McDonald leading by 13, 19-6, 12:06 to go here in the first half. Shawamigan safely across the timeline. Under 12 to play. Another elbow jumper. That one comes up too strong for Dietz. And McDonald on the attack. Aiden Misfelt fought long and hard about a three. They'll work it to Keegan Galvez. He'll take a three, no hesitation. McDonald
nice
likes that
tip.
Corner. It wouldn't go. Tipped back up and just in and out for Aiden Misfelt. Aiden's been a great rebounder at 4.4 per game and caught that one in the air. And just was not able to quite get it to fall. So the score remains 19-6. 13-point advantage for McDonald. 14 points for Eddie Mittermeier. Keegan Galvez goes for a steal. Couldn't get it. Eddie Mittermeier
great
hits
effort.
The deck, diving. Knocks it out of bounds into his own bench. But, yeah, you love everything about that. As Asher Rozowski comes into the game for the first time, 6-foot senior guard, number 34. Aiden Misfelt will get a break. Miles Flanagan also in, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, averages 1.9 points, had 11 yesterday afternoon. Up top, Corbin Phelps. Phelps straight on, has a good look at a three and hits it.
Sooner or later, they're going to find guys that are going to be able to shoot it. I mean, they're going to be open.
10-point game, 19-9. Asher Rozowski, right wing. One test dribble goes to Grant Smisky, left wing. Finds Eddie Mittermeier in the left corner.
Asher should be ready to shoot because he's going to be open as well.
Asher Rozowski finds Grant Smisky. Smisky high off the window for two. A pretty touch for the McDonald sophomore.
Nice little shot.
Grant didn't score yesterday, but gets in the scoring column quite quickly this evening. 21-9, McDonald over the Screaming Eagles of Schwamigan here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll head on over across the street for Chi-High Lady Cardinals basketball against Onalaska, but we'll continue this game live on Max TV. Grant Smisky walling up against Dietz. They'll fire it into Heisler. Heisler triple teamed, and he tries to find the cutter, but is fouled before that. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass saluting all of the athletes. Was a shooting foul and no good on the first free throw for Dawson Heisler.
Got caught shoving him a little bit when he was up in the air.
That foul went against Miles Flanagan, his first, team's third. Heisler averages 14 points per game. Second free throw too long. Good rebound by Flanagan. That's one thing you notice looking at the stats about Schwamigan, 59% from the foul line. Maybe a little on the low end there. Still early in the season. Eddie Mittermeier feeling it. Heat check. A fall-away three from the left wing, and that one just a little bit too strong.
That might have sent their coach on the bus.
He was rolling off a screen and falling away, and that was a tough, tough three for Eddie that wouldn't go down. Grant Smisky hits the deck trying to fight off a pass from Isaiah Dietz. And I think they'll tag Grant with a foul there. Carter Stelter is going to come in along with Cooper Mittermeier. So Grant Smisky's going to get a break.
Okay, Carter's
well,
next.
Mittermeier. So they're just going to roll players in waves.
Yep.
And Isaiah Dietz and keep them as fresh as possible. And we know Carter does not lack tenacity.
Carter's going to get after it here. There
Inbounds
we go.
Bounce pass knocked off of Dietz. Nope, they'll say off of McDonald. And it'll be inbounded right in front of the student section. Phelps will inbound. Finds Heisler in the left corner, right back to Phelps. Left alone, but doesn't take the three this time as Cooper Mittermeier faces up on him. Right side, Phelps gives it right back. Left wide open for three is
John Wartko.
John Wartko, number 32. He hesitated, wondering, are they really going to leave me this wide open? And knock the shot down. Feed into Flanagan in the post, and that's taken away by Schwamigan. 21-12, McDonald palindrome on the scoreboard. McDonald with a 9-point lead. Phelps left wide open, tries to hit another straight on. That pops in and out. Heisler, that's the rebound. Right back to McDonald. Asher Rozowski rather with the rebound. Cooper Mittermeier thought about a three instead, slides it down at the block to Miles
Flanagan. Asher, get in
Rozowski
there.
Straight on for three, rattles in and out. It's a good-looking shot, just spun in and out for the McDonald senior. Now Dietz on the run, finds a cutter along the baseline, shot swatted away by Miles Flanagan. If that was volleyball, that'd be a kill with emphasis. You can now see all the young ladies in the McDonald student section who play volleyball are like, yeah, we can do that too.
Now I got to listen to that tonight.
Under nine to go as we've reached the halfway point here of the first half. McDonald 21-12 in this finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, first annual. Wartko has it up top. Rotates left side. They'll feed Dietz at the left elbow. Carter Stelter right in his grill. Dietz puts on the floor. Tough layup counted and the foul. You get Flanagan with that one, and Dietz.
Got to cut him off with the pass. Asher didn't step in there.
Isaiah Dietz with six. He's a scorer, 22 a game. And he will go to the line for a pair here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, old-fashioned three-point play for Dietz as he got a nice bounce off the rim. And it's just a six-point game now, 21-15. Donald's led by double digits. Schwamigan battling back. Asher Rozowski lost it in the paint. And no travel as he'd lost control for a bit. Now Rozowski open for three, left corner, that one too strong. Miles Flanagan battles the rebound down. Flanagan in trouble, kicks it out to Stelter. They'll work it out to Cannon Huss. He'll take a three, left wing, front rimmed it, no. Rozowski tracks down the offensive rebound. Back to Huss, hesitation, then he'll take the three and make the three.
Great hustle by Asher, kept that ball alive.
First bucket for Cannon Huss. He thought about that second one just a bit more, gathered himself and knocked it through.
Yeah.
Donald's hit five threes in the first half, four of them from Eddie Mittermeier, 24-15. McDonald leads. Ward go on the left wing, fires it to Heisler, bobbled for a moment, kick out right side. They'll leave it back up top for Corbin Phelps. Finds a man right in front of the McDonald bench, that's Schinbeck. Schinbeck has it again from Phelps. McDonald bench liking their defense right now.
Nice
hustle, Carter. Carter. Stelter with the steal. Push ahead to Cannon Huss.
Huss
driving hard at the rack. His shot blocked. Call it a clean block. That was a big collision right at the rim. Good play. I think that was Dietz who got to that one. Now a stumble in the lane, and that's a travel as Robert Schinbeck lost his balance. Keegan Galvez, Aiden Misfell, Eddie Mittermeier coming in. Carter Stelter is going to get a big hand from the coaching staff. Asher Rozowski, Cooper Mittermeier as well. McDonald will get some of their starters back out after a brief break. Just over 7 minutes to play here, first half. Aiden Misfelt back to Eddie Mittermeier for his fifth three. Oh, just spun in and out.
Nice hustle.
Offensive rebound. Cannon Huss goes hard up for two.
Great hustle. Great desire to get that ball.
Cannon Huss just wanted it more. At 6'3", going in between 6'6 and 6'7". That's Huss with the hustle. Back to a double-digit lead for McDonald, 26-15. Eddie Mittermeier steals a pass. Mittermeier wide open to the hoop. Two more. He has 16. And a timeout taken by Schwamigan. 13-point lead for McDonald. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute on WOGO and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
6:35 remaining in the first half. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Dave Flanagan alongside myself, Caleb Swenson, Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Second half of our McDonald doubleheader here in Chippewa Falls. 28-15 coming out of the timeout. McDonald with the lead on defense. Eddie Mittermeier almost takes it away from Phelps once again. Eddie with 16 first half points. Keegan Galvez goes for the steal, and now the pass knocked away by Miles Flanagan into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane, right over the top of the 6'6" Dietz for two more, and that's 18 for Eddie.
Great little defense there by Miles. Got the ball out, and Eddie, well, you're not going to catch Eddie in the fast break.
They've doubled up Schwamigan 30-15.
There's almost another one. They got Schwamigan pretty well rattled here right now.
Again, just relentless defense.
Now, coach has already used three timeouts. I think you only get five a game, so there's not much left here.
On the right side. Helps up top, Eddie Mittermeier knocked it away again, but this time Dietz retrieves, and Dietz now throws it away as Cannon Huss steps in front. And Cannon Huss throws it away, but a travel by Wartko as he took an extra step. And so even when Shawamigan makes a play, just, again, you mentioned, maybe McDonald just getting into their heads a bit here. Shawamigan is without their second leading scorer, but they certainly have the height advantage, but McDonald, the speed and tenacity right now making a huge difference.
Definitely.
Cannon Huss, show and go driving, baseline, and a quick foul.
And a little set play called alley, and it just goes one-on-one, picks up a foul.
And so McDonald will inbound. Cannon Huss. Goes to Keegan Galvez, finds Eddie Mittermeier, step back for three, right of the circle! And that's just how it's going tonight for Eddie. 21 in the first half.
I would just say, keep shooting.
Five made threes for Eddie Mittermeier. That's what he had last night. Is it all in the first half today? And now Eddie with a steal. Eddie goes up, can't get the old-fashioned three-point play as Phelps drugging down from behind, and Eddie took a little bit of a hard seat there, but now Mittermeier, he scored from the field, he scored from beyond the arc, and now he'll try to score from the free throw line as he'll take just a bit to gather himself. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Your St. Joseph's and Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry. Eddie Mittermeier calmly hits the first free throw. It traversed all around the inside of the rim, but then went down. And Eddie, now our unofficial tally. We'll get it in a moment here. 23 points for Eddie Mittermeier in the first half. And a 20-point lead for McDonald, 35-15. Dietz runs into a double team, throws it to Phelps across the logo. Finds Dietz at the right elbow. Dietz goes hard at the rim and a nice touch.
Nice play. Took it hard to the basket.
And a whistle.
At this time, we'd like to take a break in the action to congratulate senior Isaiah Dietz
being congratulated here as that latest basket just hit 1,000 points.
It's a wonderful feat.
Not easy to do, and my goodness, he's been impressive so far with 9 points already. A lot of his family here in the stands.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Talented, talented player, the 6'6" senior. Special moment here. And always great to have that coordination when you're on the road, to be able to stop the action. Great work by the officials and all the game day crew here.
Well, that's a big deal, so I'm glad Adam and that whole group complimented him on that.
And the Mittermeier right side, big head fake, pulls up along the baseline, comes up a little bit short with the 12-foot runner, but then steals it right away from Heisler. Eddie Mittermeier just in a zone right now. 35-17. Driving hard and taking a lot of contact. Aiden Misfelt right down the center of the lane. We'll see who that foul will belong to. I think Wartko.
32. Yep, second foul.
And first free throw off the mark for Aiden Misfelt. Looking for his first points. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Second free throw also off the mark for Aiden Misfelt. But Cannon Huss, offensive rebound kick out. Eddie Mittermeier, can he get another one? Why not? Left corner pocket, Eddie Mittermeier, his sixth three in the first half. He has 26, and it's 38-17 McDonald.
Goal for these other guys is just to go for assists tonight. Just keep throwing it to Eddie.
Why not? Well, the easiest assist you can get right now. And just finishing up, CVOSM for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. It's McDonald creating even more havoc. And we had a held ball now on the near side, and that possession arrow will go to McDonald.
So they've switched to man-to-man. You know, that's going to allow Eddie to get open even easier, I think.
Keegan Galvez up top. Aiden Misfeld fires a bullet pass. Cannon Hutch, easy two, and the dime whipped in there.
They put Dietz on Eddie, and then it left everything else wide open.
40-17, McDonald. Wow, it's about all you can say. Yeah. It's a blitzkrieg.
Yeah, unfortunately, they got to pick their poison on what they're going to do here.
Edward Miedermeyer just knocked another ball into the backcourt. Phelps retrieved it. I think he's getting tired of Eddie being right in his face and saying, how in the world can you be this good offensively and still have that energy for defense? Dietz at the right elbow extended, driving baseline. Dietz in a triple team off the glass, won't fall. Cannon Huss battling him for the rebound, knocked out of bounds off of Dietz.
If Dietz is going to guard Eddie, I would watch here for Cannon. Now they're going to get him the ball.
.332 to go here in the first half. On the left side, Jordan Secor. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier. Between the wheels, right corner, Aiden Misfeld. Feeds to Cannon Huss. Huss will try a three, but they're going to wave this off as Cannon splashed that one. And I'm not sure what the stoppage was for. I don't know if Shawamigan was trying to get a sub in.
No. That shouldn't matter.
I don't know why they'd stop the action like that. But they are subbing in Heisler for Wartko. I'm not sure.
Being ahead by 23, you can't say much.
Cannon Hospital inbound to Keegan Galvez up top. Left side, Aiden Misfeld. Cannon was trying to sneak along the baseline, but Eddie Mittermeier coming off a screen and hit another three. The game of his life. Eddie Mittermeier, seven threes in the first half. 43-17.
Now you start looking up to see what the record is.
What can you say at this point? As Aiden Misfeld knocks a pass out of bounds. So seven threes for Eddie. He has 29 by my unofficial count. Almost broke up another pass. Knocked out of bounds by Aiden Misfeld. Isaiah Borgard, the sophomore, the area of that one, and Phelps will inbound. 43-17, McDonald, under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Albert Schinbeck up top against Eddie Mittermeier. Hands off to Phelps. Phelps flips it right side. They left him wide open. He won't take the three. He tries to feed it down to Heisler. Aiden Misfeld stole it away but lost his bounce and lost it out of bounds.
Guards are having a hard time. They want to get it forced, you know. They can't make a shot from the outside. They're trying to force it inside, and there's nowhere to go.
2:42 to play. Phelps rolls it in up top. New entrant into the game. Heaves a three high off the glass. Rebound right back to the shooter. He'll try a runner. Won't go. Gets his own rebound again and misses again. Rebound batted around, and Chawamigan will finally take it back. Cooper Michalski is the one who came into that game, number 14. A block by Keegan Galvez, but a foul. And Dawson Heisler will head to the line.
Keegan, I think, thought he had a good one, too.
Yeah, I think Keegan was really hoping that he could hit the signal for a clean block there, but I don't know, maybe a little body. And so Heisler hasn't scored yet tonight and still hasn't, as he's long on his third free throw attempt. 0 for 2, now 0 for 3 from the line is Heisler. Heisler will try and get on the scoring column now, and he will as he rolls in his first point. 14 points per game for the 6'7 senior. 43-18, 25-point lead for McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on Wogo Sports and Max TV. Eddie Mittermeier, how did they leave him open again? But that time it did go down. Keegan Galvez tries to tip it back in the air, and it won't fall. I think maybe Eddie was just wondering how he was so wide open after hitting seven threes in the first half. Deep three right side for Shawamigan to answer. And that's number 12, Antonio Patzel. He's a freshman, 5'11 guard. And he'll add some much-needed points. Now Cannon Huss to answer from the left wing.
I mean, they just can't guard Cannon now. I mean, guard Eddie, but you can't guard Cannon.
Huss has 10 which would be a strong first half, just that he has 29.
Oh boy, they were on him.
Now Dietz fouled by Huss as Eddie Mittermeier almost was able to knock that one loose. Already, I can tell you, the Hy-Vee halftime show, there's no way we're going to have time for all of these highlights in the first half. 46-21, McDonald maintaining a 25-point lead, 94 seconds to go in the first half. Isaiah Dietz, a free throw, and that one will not go down. It was a 1-1 as McDonald committed their 17th foul, and Dietz couldn't get it to fall. Cannon Huss going hard at the rim. Beautiful touch high off the window. Cannon Huss, seeing that the middle was open, took it right to the cup. 48-21, a little touch foul on Carter Stelter in the backcourt against Dietz. A minute 18 left in the first half, Dave, and McDonald has put up 48 points.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
What do you say?
They can score points. They're obviously, you know, state the obvious a bit. They like to score points, you know, between Eddie and Cannon. They love to score.
Dietz maybe getting into his legs just a little bit. He's short on the free throw again. So two front ends of the 1-1 missed. Aiden Misfelt, right corner. Again, congratulations to Isaiah Dietz on scoring his 1,000th point. Cannon Huss, straight on, straight in for three. The hit parade continues from downtown for McDonald. And Cannon Huss now with 15 points in the first half. 15 for Cannon, 29 for Eddie, and a 30-point lead, 51-21 for McDonald. Heisler up strong from just inside the right block. And the talented 6-foot senior gets his first field goal.
Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your.
Now, Cannon Huss driving hard at the rim.
He tweaked
an ankle
a
little bit. Eddie Mittermeier trying to swat it away, and McDonald raking at Dietz, and he's going to get another end one. With 30.9 to go. So Dietz has missed the front end of 2 1-and-1 opportunities. He has one made free throw tonight. And we'll look for a second and a third here if he can make good on the front end. McDonald's now committed 9 team fouls, so double bonus the rest of the half. And no, 3 straight misses from the free throw line for Dietz.
See if we hold it for one here.
28 seconds left, 51-23 McDonald, and now Dietz going down with a apparent ankle injury. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Trying to battle through it. Cannon Huss, another open look at a three. No. Offensive rebound, Keegan Galvez, and Galvez went high, tried to finish in the air. No, but a foul. And Dietz not looking over.
No,
his
he waved bench.
His, he wants to stay out there.
Waved the coach off. He's going to play through it.
Try and tighten the shoe. I think his coach might sub out for him. Such a talented player, and hopefully this is just a tweak as he's adjusting that left shoelace. And Keegan Galvez shorts on the free throw with 11.7 left. And so Dietz is still going to stay out there with 11.7 left. They'll sub out two other players. Galvez has 3 points, looking for 4 with a free throw, and no on the second attempt. Carter Stelter fighting for it along the baseline, couldn't quite save it with 9.4 left.
Well, I thought he was going to get that. He drove that guy into the baseline. He almost got the rebound.
Dietz will inbound, holding and waiting against full court pressure, and a pass inbounds kicked by Cannon Huss with 9.1. Again, our plan at the half is to take you over just across the street to Chi-High Lady Cardinals basketball. As soon as we can get connected there, we'll bring it to that game in progress and maybe come back to this one. Push ahead on the left wing, and Aiden Misfelt steps in front of a pass with 3 seconds to play. The Cannon Huss. Huss will heave one from 50 feet. No good, but at the half, it is all McDonald. 51-23. They lead by 28 points. What an incredible first half effort for McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie and Cannon. I mean, that was amazing what Eddie was shooting. Holy cow.
It's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
one game at a time is the old motto. And, you know, they've, you know, Bloomer, it's too bad they couldn't play him before Christmas. They got snowed out, but that'll be another tough one.
51-23, McDonald with the lead. Schwamigan with the basketball starting the second half. Jordan Sikora, Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Keegan Galvez, and Aiden Misfeld, original starting five for head coach Adam Schilling. Schwamigan, good to see Dietz out there after tweaking that ankle at the end of the first half. He looks to be moving on it just fine. Scored his 1,000th point about midway through the first half. 15 seconds gone by here in the second. Inbounds to Dietz. Dietz immediately will tack. Cannon Huss ties him up. And possession arrow will stay with Schwamigan, but I think it should have switched. There we go. And so McDonald will inbound with Cannon Huss.
Again, just great swarming defense. Didn't let him do much of anything. So they're trying to guard.
Eddie Mittermeier up top to Cannon Huss. Huss right of the circle for three. Got another one starting the second half the way he finished the first. Huss with 18. And Cannon Huss with four threes. A very quiet four threes just because of the fireworks from Eddie Mittermeier. But Huss with a fantastic game as a point blank shot missed. And now Huss, no Galvez, excuse me, comes from behind.
Here we go. Let's see if we can get one.
To swat a shot, and Galvez going hard at the rim. Counted! And the foul. The block on one end, the finish on the other, and three the old-fashioned way coming up for Keegan Galvez.
When you get Keegan on the wing running full throttle, I mean, that's beautiful to see, taking hard to the basket.
The Schwamigan faithful not happy about that, but 56-23 is the call, and Keegan rewarded for his effort on the defensive end. His free throw is perfect. He's hit two and ones here tonight. 57-23. McDonald's a full court man-to-man. Inbounds to Dietz. He's immediately doubled. Dumps it back to Phelps. Leaves it for Heisler. Dietz trying to work his way across the timeline. Almost at his pocket pick by Aiden Misfeld. Dietz dribbling out of a double team to Phelps. Wide open for three. Right of the circle. That one too strong. Bricked it off the back bracket. Rebound pulled down by Cannon Huss. Immediately fires ahead to Keegan Galvez. Throw it down. Keegan. Oh, goodness. Could not throw it down with a right-handed flush, but he was close.
You knew it was
Eddie
coming.
Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, left side. Oh, he hit it! It's a four-point play for Eddie Mittermeier. He cannot be stopped.
That was out by the McDonald symbol.
That was 10 feet beyond the arc and one from three for Eddie. 32 looking for more.
Wow.
Wow. Eddie Mittermeier, the three. And can't finish on the four-point play.
Too close.
Just a little bit short. 60-23. Dietz slides it into Heisler. Heisler has a good advantage over Cannon Huss and finishes nicely with a little jump hook with the right hand.
Nice little jump hook.
Heisler now has five. Eddie Mittermeier right side. Another three right in front of his own bench back rim. No. You're surprised when Eddie misses at this point.
Well, just sit back and run your offense a little bit. You got the game in hand.
60-25 for McDonald. Heisler is bumped. Maybe a reach in. And that one is on the arm, and it is the second whistle against McDonald. And that foul goes against whom? I think Aiden Misfeld picked up his third there.
Yep.
On the inbounds, Dietz tries to throw it to Heisler. No, skips away from him, but Worko retrieves in the right corner. Dietz up top, fires in to Heisler. Heisler blocked from behind. Finished the shot and the foul as Keegan Galvez was looking for another block there, and a good finish by Dawson Heisler. And Heisler will get his own trip to the line for an end one. 16:01 remaining, and that free throw is good for Dawson Heisler. A timeout taken with 16:01 again here on Max TV. We'll keep it here and let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. So that now by our unofficial tally is 8 made threes for Eddie Mittermeier. The team has 12.
Cannon has 4.
From downtown. 8 for Eddie, 4 for Cannon Huss.
And I'm willing to bet they're going to get some more.
There's 16 minutes and 1 second remaining. So
I were a gambler.
I don't think I'd bet against you. Now some full court pressure from Schwamigan. Inbounds to Cannon Huss from Jordan Sikora. Or excuse me, not Cannon Huss. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld driving hard along the baseline, trying to go coast to coast. No, grabs his own rebound. Aiden in traffic is drugged down, and I think they'll get a foul coming up here. Could be Robert Schinbeck.
Nice hard take to the basket. That ball will fall for Aiden. He's just got to keep throwing it up there.
Aiden's looking for his first points here this evening. He's made an impact, rebounding the basketball and on defense as well. Cannon Huss, inbounds to Eddie Mittermeier. Big head fake. Up to Jordan Sikora. Sikora straight on for three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by the 6'6" Isaiah Dietz. 32-point lead for McDonald. 15:38 to go. Crossing over is Dietz just inside the right elbow. Pull up, tough jumper, back rim, no. Rebound right back to Dietz. Dietz attacks the rim, easy layup. Yeah.
That's all right.
First basket in the second half for Dietz. He has 11. McDonald still doubled up as Cannon Huss crosses the logo, 60-30. Huss up top against Dietz to Jordan Sikora. Aiden Misfeldt right wing. Works to Cannon Huss right corner. Show and go. Driving baseline between two defenders from a double team. Blocked by Dietz. Gets back his own rebound. Tip pass out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline between a couple defenders out to Cannon Huss. Huss squares up for three. Left side, no. Rebound.
That's four and Aiden.
And a foul on Aiden Misfeldt. That is his fourth, as you mentioned. Good position there by Robert Schinbeck.
That's an easy call.
So 14:57 to play. Aiden Misfeldt will take a seat. And Asher Rozowski comes back into the game, the 6-foot senior guard. Inbounds against some pressure. Dietz. Wartko on the left wing to Heisler. Dietz on the right side against Jordan Sikora. Works the left side for Phelps. Corbin Phelps against Eddie Mittermeier. Cooper Michalski. Michalski, the freshman, back to Phelps. Phelps for three. Popped in and out. Offensive rebound. Heisler, and Heisler went right over the top of Galvez. Finished and a foul.
Well, you know, they're working the ball into the big guy inside, and he also, you know, he's going after those rebounds and getting them. So, Keegan, what, that's three on Keegan?
Three on Keegan Galvez, and that's five on McDonald. So, only one foul left to give for the final 14:36 as Miles Flanagan comes in for Keegan Galvez. Heisler's been prolific here in the second half. He has 7 points already, looking for eight, 10 for the game. And nice bounce on the free throw. And Heisler's going to take a breather here with 14:36 left. McDonald's lead whittled back a bit. They still lead 60-33, up by 27 and facing full court pressure. Jordan Sikora to inbound. Jetty Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand, sprints across the logo, leaving a man on the floor in his wake. Jordan Sikora wide open, squares up for three, left side. No, long rebound now, Asher Rozowski. Rozowski back to Eddie Mittermeier with 14:23 to play.
Let's settle it down and move the ball a little bit here.
Mittermeier crosses over on his man. Beautiful Euro step down the lane. Can't finish the layup, though. And the rebound to Schwamigan. The Screaming Eagles moving left to right here in the second half. Dietz weaves through traffic. Pulls up, blocked by Miles Flanagan in the lane. Dietz gets the own rebound, though, and puts it back up for two.
That was a good block, that's for sure.
Dietz now with 13, a team high. Eddie Mittermeier. The Screaming Eagle in pursuit across the timeline. Eddie hard down the lane, and he's pushed from behind, and Eddie Mittermeier gets a helping hand up from Isaiah Dietz. With 13:51 left.
I don't know. Blues just got to pull it back out and just run, you know, run the ball here a little bit. Run your sets. 3, 4, 5 passes. You know, they're getting into 1, 2 passes and a shot.
Mittermeier free throw is perfect. I don't know. He only has 4 points so far in the second half. Is this a scoring drought for Eddie Mittermeier?
No.
He has 33 on the game. Carter Stelter back out there. The senior played some great minutes yesterday. Played some strong defense so far this evening. 61-35, McDonald, 13:51 left. Eddie Mittermeier's second free throw also rattles home. 5 points in the second half, 34 on the night. Dietz inbounds to Heisler. Heisler holding, doesn't want to put it on the ground, and gives it right back to Dietz. Gets him a little slip screen across the timeline. Dietz doubled. Finds Phelps high on the left in front of his own bench. Back to Dietz with 13:40 to play. Carter Stelter right in his face. Dietz splitting a double team, and Stelter, I believe, is going to be charged with that foul. And that was the last one to give for McDonald. So if you're Shawamigan, you certainly have the opportunity here to try to inch a little bit closer from the foul line. They've struggled a bit, though, from the charity stripe here tonight. Inbounds knocked away by Asher Rozowski right into the Screaming Eagles bench. Coming up after the game, the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Deese up top. That's Carter Stelter at the high post. Wargo drops it down to Heisler. Nice move. Heisler turns. Can't score with the right hand from 6 feet out. Flanagan with the rebound to Rozowski. Rozowski to Cannon Huss. Eddie Mittermeier. Screen from Huss. Stelter rotates left side. Rozowski. Working off a little sip screen from Carter Stelter. Cannon Huss straight on between the wheels. Flips to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier calling for the screen. Steps back. 30-foot three. No off the front rim. We've seen a couple of heat checks from Eddie that almost went down. That was
out
way
there
back.
Again.
If not 30, at least 27 or so. That was several steps beyond
that
the arc.
Yeah.
62-35 McDonald, 12:58 to go here on Max TV. McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page and McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Look for the live stream link. If you want to share it with others. Free throw, too strong for Michalski.
A little patience.
One-on-one opportunity.
Run some clock, move the ball.
Stelter up top, Dasher Rozowski working off a screen from Stelter. Flanagan gives the screen to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier coming off the screen to Stelter, left of the circle. Cannon Huss left wing. Huss pulls up, foul line jumper from the elbow, side of the rim. Pulled down by Dietz. 6'6" senior. Bounce across the timeline to Phelps. Phelps outside the arc left wing. Phelps has his pocket picked by Eddie Mittermeier. And then a held ball as Phelps goes to the ground. It's a hand up from Eddie. Cooper Mittermeier will come into the game. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Eagles. Eddie Mittermeier takes a break. His younger brother comes in. Left side is Phelps. Patzel's on the floor now. He hit a three in the first half. Now the elbow, Wartko turns, faces the hoop, kick out to Dietz left wing. Carter Stelter just right in his grill, and Stelter's going to pick up a foul as he stumbled and
little too
up.
Aggressive.
Dietz is going to go to the line now. This will still be a 1-1. Dietz did miss three straight free throws, all in 1-1 opportunities at the end of the first half. See if he's got it dialed in here. Dietz with 13 points. First free throw is perfect.
Certainly, he's too good not to make them, right?
Exactly. Grant Smiski back into the game, the McDonald sophomore. Heisler and Wartko both going to take a breather for head coach Thomas Tollickson of Shawamigan. Needs to make it a 2-for-2 trip, and he's short on the second free throw. Rebound to Cannon Huss. Huss pushes ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper all alone to the hoop for two.
Great breakout by Cooper. Nice look by Cannon.
64-36. 12 minutes remaining in the game. Finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, day number two. A great tournament. Great to have you with us for doubleheaders yesterday and today here on WOGO and Max TV. Tough shot by Phelps. Can't get a roll. Cannon Huss not able to battle down the rebound and going up strong in traffic as Robert Schinbeck in the junior, his first basket. 64-38 McDonald. Inbounds to Grant Smiski. Smiski races across the timeline. Sophomore keeping the head up. Fellow sophomore Cooper Mittermeier. Asher Rozowski up top. To Cooper Mittermeier, back to Cannon Huss in front of his own bench. Jab step. Jab step two, now backing down Dietz, backs him down inside the block, runs into a double team, finds Rozowski, kick out Flanagan, Grant Smiski, big head fake, driving baseline, sneaks one in to Cannon Huss, deep in traffic between two defenders, the work to Flanagan, back to Rozowski, Rozowski bumped, kick to Grant Smiski in the left corner. McDonald very patient on this possession. Grant Smiski out to Cannon Huss. Huss, flip out, Rozowski in front of his own bench, 4-3, too strong. Rebound batted into the arms of a couple Screaming Eagles.
That was a good shot. Asher can knock those down.
64-38 McDonald. Dietz up top at the foul line. Nice bounce pass between traffic. And Cannon Huss going to pick up the foul. Going to the line will be number 10, Robert Schinbeck. And there's a needle threaded there for the 6'6", Isaiah Dietz. So Robert Schinbeck free throw is good, the first one. Give him 3 points on the night, 64-39 with 10:37 remaining. Flanagan out, Huss out, Eddie Mittermeier back in. Ash Rozowski back in on the floor with Cooper Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, and Grant Smiski. Second free throw attempt. Looks short, is short, doesn't hit the rim. And so possession will go back to McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cooper Mittermeier inbounds against full court pressure to Grant Smiski. Smiski spins in the backcourt, goes between his legs, crosses over twice, safely across the timeline, now picks up the dribble. Finds Eddie Mittermeier right at the logo at midcourt. Donald leads by 25. Just under 10 and a half to go in the game. Cooper Mittermeier to Grant Smiski, left of the circle. Grant crosses over and his man goes in hard, bumped on the way to the cup. And Grant Smiski draws the fifth foul against Shawamigan here in the second half.
Nice hard drive by Grant, picked up an easy foul.
Mittermeier will inbound. Eddie flips into Keegan Galvez.
Comes Eddie on the corner.
Eddie in the left corner, open. Look at a three. That one won't go down. Keegan to Galvez. He's tried it a couple times, catching the ball in the air and going right back up, and that time prevented from an easy put back by a foul from behind. And so Keegan Galvez, the line for two. Galvez right now, 3 points in each half. First free throw is good. His third made free throw tonight. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Second free throw is good for Keegan Galvez. Two for two on that trick.
Keeps the pressure on. That's what they're going to do.
66-39, McDonald. Heisler back into the game. For Shawamigan. On the left side, Wartko. Foul line jumper pops in and out. Heisler, offensive rebound. He misses one point blank, gets it back, and the second shot misses as well and batted into the arms of Keegan Galvez from Astro Brzezowski. Finds Smiski. Smiski threw a lot of contact and gets a helping hand up by Isaiah Dietz, and Smiski will go to the line, and he is thoroughly earning this trip to the free throw line. Looked like he got sacked there. But no passes.
There we go.
Smiski, the first free throw is good. Grant has 3 points. And Dietz is going to get a well-deserved break. Asher Rozowski as well. Second free throw for Grant Smiski, the sophomore. Good rotation, good shot. Four on the night for Grant Smiski. 68-39, McDonald leads by 29. 9:48 to go here. Finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. This time, Heisler does not miss as he gets good position inside a couple McDonald defenders and crashes to the hoop for two, 68-41.
I don't think McDonald knew what they're going to go in on defense. All of a sudden, they're big, with Dietz going out, they aren't playing their box at once. They had to figure it out.
Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt, wide open for three, left corner pocket, no. Cooper Mittermeier tracks down an offensive rebound, weak side to Eddie. Deep three, right of the circle, got fouled. He'll go to the line for three.
Well, they're all flying. I mean, the two guys flew at him this last time, you know, trying to block it.
That was almost another four-point play opportunity for Eddie.
Seems to have expanded his range tonight.
First free throw for Mittermeier. Great rotation, great shot. He has two made free throws in the first half, three so far in the second half. A 35-point night so far for Eddie Mittermeier. We still have 9:17 to go in the game. Second free throw for Eddie. Perfect as well. I've gone into bonus territory on my score sheet trying to keep up with all the scoring from Eddie.
One more.
Third free throw. That one good as well. Three for three from the foul line. That trip for Eddie Mittermeier.
There we go.
He has 37.
We'll play a little 2-3 defense now.
71-41. Right side. Phelps. Drop down to the post. Going high off the glass and good. A nice shot there.
Nice little left-hand hook.
Corbin Phelps, and number 24, that's his first basket of the second half. 71-43, McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier drives down the lane. Kick out. Dayton Misfeld to Eddie Mittermeier, falling away. Left corner three, his ninth of the game.
Yeah. One to go, one to go. Let's see if we get doubles.
74-43. McDonald. Heisler goes in hard at the hoop and an offensive foul.
Nice job, Keegan, stepping in there.
Eight, 10 remaining. Mittermeier cross-court skip against the full-court pressure to Jordan Sikora. Sikora pulls it back to Eddie Mittermeier. He thought about that 10-3. He thought about it.
Just work the ball. He's going to get somebody's going to get a shot here.
Cannon Huss, Dayton Misfeld. Cannon on the left side. Both teams in the double bonus, by the way. Cannon Huss, great-looking shot, but a little bit too strong, and Keegan Galvez went over the top of his defender. For the offensive rebound, and I believe that's going to be a foul on Shawamigan's Jacob Bushman.
Yep. He's tempted to tip it back in, and they got called it a foul.
And so Galvez hits a nice roll on the first free throw. Galvez has hit four free throws in the second half.
And see why you'll find a friend at Choice and Ford.
Location, it's very important.
Galvez can't get the second one to fall. 75-43.
To fix your windshield, call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It
doesn't matter. Joining live on WOGO in just a moment. Live on the radio.
Or any place in between.
Eddie Mittermeier for that 10-3. Just a little bit too long.
For 50 years, they know what they're doing. It's your time.
Just over 7.5.
Tell your insurance company you insist on
here in the second half. Driving hard at the hoop, Phelps. Phelps can't get it to roll. We welcome you back here, those of you who've been enjoying Chi High Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO, as we're back here across the street at McDonald Central for the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. 75-43 with 7:14 remaining. McDonald with the lead, make it 75-45. As a quick shot from Phelps, we'll step out and take a 60-second break here on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Even we've lost track of it, or at least I have, as we now have unofficially Eddie Mittermeier at 40 points. 45 have been put up by Shawamigan, and Eddie 40 all by himself.
Here he comes.
Looking for that 10-3 as Aiden Misfeld drives in hard at the rack.
Nice rebound, Kate.
Offensive rebound, Cannon Huss, and Huss has 20. 77-45. McDonald. 6:40 to go. Some reserves on the floor now for Shawamigan. Giving everybody some playing time. Marcus Purdy into the game. A three, no good. Offensive rebound. Put back, no, for Cooper Michalski. And Michalski, the 6'1 freshman forward, will go to the line with 6:26 remaining in this 32-point game. Some of the starters coming back in a moment for Coach Tollickson and Shawamigan. First free throw is no good for Michalski. So with 9 threes for Eddie Mittermeier. Again, we have him at 40 points after 29 the first half. Michalski hits the second free throw, gets his name in the scorer's book, 77-46 McDonald. Aiden Misfeld across the logo at midcourt. With 6:17 to go. Misfeld to Jordan Sikora. Sikora rotates to Cannon Huss. Huss back to Eddie for the 10th three. Just off the back rim, no. Rebound saved. Wow, great effort by Dietz, firing it back into play. As he was flying out of bounds. Two-thirds of the way through the second half. Some trouble along the baseline for Shawamigan. Looking for help there. Firing down to the post to Heiser. He's had a great second half. He goes over the top of Cannon Huss. Can't get the roll. Keegan Galvez goes up strong. Two hands for safety. On that rebound. And Aiden Misfeld calling for a screen. Hands off instead to Eddie Mittermeier. Gives it right back to Aiden on the right corner. Misfeld at the high post. Cannon Huss goes right in the body of Dietz. Huss works hard for two more. 22 for Cannon Huss.
Ran a set play for him. Took it right at him.
79-46. Dietz kick out into the left corner. Good rotation. Three air ball. And
Cannon
knocked out of bounds off of Cannon Huss as Keegan Galvez and Cannon. A little miscommunication there on who is gathering that rebound. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald 79, Shawamigan 46. Is some wholesale substitutions here for McDonald, Carter, Stelter, Miles Flanagan in. Grant Smiski, Eddie Mittermeier out there, along with Cooper Mittermeier. You wonder if Eddie can get that 10th three if he's coming out of this game.
I'm just guessing that that's what they're going for. I don't know.
Deeds up top. Works to the left wing. Slide of bounce pass to Wartgo at the left elbow. Back out to Dietz. Dietz thought about pulling up for three. Instead, fires it to the right corner. Gets it back up top. Dietz back into that corner. They try to work to the post. Good front there by Miles Flanagan. Grant Smiski steps in front of the pass, but Dietz able to pull it back. Now Smiski swats a pass away and takes it away to Cooper Mittermeier down the lane. Cooper has a shot go in, and maybe even a little basket interference there.
I was waiting for him to blow that one.
If it hadn't gone in, they probably would have.
I thought it was basket interference.
81-46. Dietz certainly showing off the hops there. And Cooper Mittermeier now with a steal. Let's see if he can return the favor to Grant Smiski. Smiski back to Miles Flanagan, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for his 10th three from way downtown.
Right.
What a night for Eddie. 43 points.
Time to sub him out, I think.
Wow. Whose birthday is it, Adams or Eddie's? 84-46, McDonald. Grant Smiski swats away another pass. And that one was from so far back. Wow.
What a night.
3:52 to play.
Nice another defense, Carter.
Work by Carter Stelter. Eddie Mittermeier to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Eddie. Eddie for his 11th three. Why not? 46 for Eddie and a fist pump for the crowd.
Well, I don't know what the school record is, but it's got to be really close.
You better believe we're tagging Wisp Sports in the tweet after this and Travis Wilson. 11 threes and 46 points for Eddie Mittermeier. Heisler double team. Stelter rips it away. Heisler gets it back. Going between two defenders over the top of Flanagan for two. Working hard, Dawson Heisler. 87-48 McDonald. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier to Carter Stelter. Back to Eddie Mittermeier, left side. Eddie Mittermeier, a runner, no good. Gets it back as Flanagan tips it out. Back to Eddie in the left corner with 2:52 to play. Miles Flanagan to Grant Smisky, working off a screen. Grant Smisky lost the handle, and Dietz now on the run. A one-on-two for Dietz, spins into there the lane, and a big two-handed jam. Wow, what an athletic play by Isaiah Dietz.
That's always fun to see those.
And you feel good for him, too. It's been a rough game for Schwamigan, but Dietz got his 1,000th point and got a highlight reel there.
Yep.
87-50, though, McDonald. Grant Smisky up top. Cooper Mittermeier flips to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie back to Cooper. Cooper to older brother Eddie. Mittermeier at 46 points. Into the lane. Kick out Grant Smisky. Smisky back to Eddie. Eddie for his 12th three.
Got it.
Oh, my goodness. Eddie with 49. Wow. 90 points for McDonald. Put some respect on his name. Eddie Mittermeier. 49. In the corner, a pass saved right back to McDonald. To Eddie Cooper Mittermeier, excuse me, with 1:42 left. Now the McDonald student section on their feet.
I think they know it's close to 50.
I've done this for a dozen years. I have never seen a game like this.
You know, I...
Not in person.
I can only speak for myself. I had a player named Adam Jacobson that went off, and I can't remember the exact number, but we were over in Colby, and he had 40-something. So I think Eddie surpassed that.
49 for Eddie Mittermeier. We'll have to regroup after the game to just see what kind of records have been set here for McDonald. First free throw. Rims out. It's a double bonus here for Cooper Mittermeier.
We got a running clock, so somehow McDonald's going to get another possession back to Eddie.
Cooper Mittermeier, second free throw is short. McDonald, can they track down the offensive rebound? No, they cannot. 1:14 left. Cooper Mittermeier with the steal to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie left side, falling away for another three.
Wow.
52 points, Eddie Mittermeier.
Ooh, man.
He cannot miss tonight.
Now he's coming out.
93-50. Oh, my goodness.
They're looking to get a foul here so they can get him out of there. There we go.
Eddie Mittermeier will step out.
Well, I would have.
You would think.
Yep.
In a moment.
Yeah.
Still in a running clock, 93-50, McDonald. At the foul line, Isaiah Borgard. And gets a nice bounce. And a free throw.
All right, there he goes.
And Eddie Mittermeier, I'm going to give him a standing ovation, too. What a night for the McDonald senior. What a night. Huge hugs from his teammates. 52 wow. points.
Unofficial.
Unofficial. I'm going to feel awful if I did bad math at some point in there. The clock runs out.
That is out.
On the missed free throw. McDonald, a 42-point victory. They are the champions of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, the first annual, and what a way to end this incredible, incredible tournament.
Yeah, what an incredible night. Boy, Eddie, wow. That's the only dream of that came through tonight.
Wow.